Blog Talk Radio.
Well, bonjour. Good day. Happy February 1st. Where on earth did January go to? You're listening to Live with Kathy. 2018, the year to truly embrace our wishes and happiness. And I do have the formula to live in peace and prosperity. You know, everyone wishes to have a friend and to be a friend. And everyone wants to be happy and content. It is intended that we all live together in peace and prosperity. Ways to bring about peace on earth and goodwill among men. First of all, we must do away with race prejudice, for there is only one race, the human race. Well, we're all different. We all belong to this one human race. And you've heard me say this before. Darlings, there is this gold thread that connects all of us. Billions of people, we're all connected with this thread. The only thing that separates us from are our choices. Your greatest freedom is that of choice. You've tuned in to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners not only locally, but nationally, and reaching listeners in any country in the world. Email Kathy Studio, C-A-T-H-I, studio at sbcglobal.net. My website is kathywatsonspeaks.com. Now remember, Kathy is spelled C-A-T-H-I. And the show right now is live, but it will be archived. Log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. Click on February 1st, 2018, in the topic, Wishes and Happiness. On a scale of 1 to 10, darlings, how happy are you? You know, tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment, sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. Your mind is a creative garden in which your future grows. Your thoughts, your words, your deeds, your actions are seeds. Be careful what you sow. So I'm asking, how does your garden grow? Are you bombarded with TNT, toxic negative thoughts? They're habits. And you really think that's the way life should be. Now, what I want you to do is to take a pen and pad and write down all of your thoughts today. Whether pro or con, write it down. And then, after you've had your dinner and you're sitting quietly, review your list and see how many happy thoughts that you have compared to toxic negative thinking. You know, the foreigners think that in Italy and all over the world, the Americans are crazy because we're so obsessed with competing and comparing. And the truth is, what you think of me is none of my business. And we teach people how to treat us. So, how is your gear going? We all belong to the one human race. The only thing that separates us are our thoughts, ideas, ways of living, political, economic, and different cultural aspects of our life. But we could learn. We could learn. Now, the call-in number is 347-637-3789. Now, before I get into the core of this, February 1st, 2018, Let me ask you one question. What dream do you have that's still dancing in your heart? Think about it. You see, darlings, life is not a dress rehearsal. This is it. This is the only chance you get in fulfilling your dream. And have you ever dreamed about being the star of your very own live internet radio show? Do you want to give a voice to your passion? You're going to have to excuse that. There are people that are trying to reach me on my landline. And I don't know how many times I've told them and emailed them, do not call me between 11:30 and 12, so my apologies. But I want you to think about giving a voice to your passion. A solopreneur, an entrepreneur, a mom and daddy that stay at home, and you have this book on poetry, perhaps recipes. Are you a business owner? Does everyone understand the purpose of your service, business, product, mission, and passion? You know that my mission and passion is to change the perception of aging, not only in America, but the world. Aging has been spiritualized, intellectualized, and theorized, but never glamorized. Who said that you can't be simply sensationally glamorous and handsome 50 and beyond? I love looking good, because when you look good, you feel good. If you feel good, you look good. Log on, KathyWatsonSpeaks.com, and you'll see me climbing the stairs from fitness to fashion, the fashionista with the can-do attitude. But my catchphrase now is, I'm a simply ageless octogenarian and fashionista with a can-do attitude going on age 30. Mark Twain said, age is a matter of the mind. If you don't mind, it doesn't matter. And Raymond Charles Barker, this incredible theologian, said the danger of aging in middle age is the fact that most people accept where they are, and they stop visioning where they want to go. Who took your vision away from you? Now, darlings, imagine your very own half-hour radio show where you're the star. You're going to share your story with the world. And the beauty of it is that we broadcast from the comfort of your home on a landline or a quality cell phone. Internet radio is a powerful advertising and PR marketing tool. You have to email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. And then I respond, and we talk about what your mission is, what your passion is. And then we pick a time. Well, the time is 11:30, but the dates are Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Your show is live, and then it's archived. I email you the link, and you email the link to your email database, and invite them to forward the link to their email database, and so on and so on. In minutes, your show, your voice, your message will be heard locally, nationally, and will circle the world. Now, I'm your choreographer. I'm your host. And I work with you on content. I become your outside advocate. No loose cannons. And yes, there is a fee. It's modest. But remember, it's all about you. Now, if you want to be part of the Live with Kathy Consortium, you could elect to purchase a 30-second commercial or a 60-second commercial. The message is in my voice, and there's a 13-week contract, and it's affordable. And then, of course, I advertise you on my show and wherever I go. You know, I'm a speaker locally and internationally. It shall be my pleasure to introduce you to the world. Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. Don't you just feel the energy of this show? The brotherhood, sisterhood, iron workers' impact? Titanic shaping and bridging the future? Giant titans of incredible strength and vision coming together to create a stronger and better informed world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Ironworkers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for ironworkers or their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Dom Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. To learn more, log on impact-net.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Ironworkers International in Canada. They're the Dom Perignon of the trades. You see, my mission and purpose is to introduce you to ironworkers. I want you to acknowledge them and recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. It is with pleasure for me to illuminate the character of ironworkers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family, work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood and sisterhood and solidarity. Did you know that ironworkers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn. You have to qualify, so be sure that you log on ironworkers.org. And on January 25th, I did the show Ballet on the Beam. Ironworkers, what a noble profession. And you could hear the CD, and it's available for purchase. All you have to do is contact Kathy Studio at spcglobal.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Team Love Home Care. Compassionate care and companionship, one family at a time. Log on teamlovehomecare.com. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Iron Age, the beau vivant of wire art sculptures and leatherworks. All unique, custom designed, one of a kind original designs. Don't you want to give a special gift to a special someone? Email Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Life Extension. Oh, they make the highest quality science-based supplements on the market. I've been with Bill Falloon for over 40 years. Darlings, we've lasted longer than most marriages. Log on lifeextension.com. I would not be without my supplements. Looks do matter. If you look good, you feel good. If you feel good, you look good. There's a psychological aspect here. Everyday happenings that we all experience takes its toll on our looks and our health. In my self-published book, The Elixir of Youth, The Secrets of a Spring Chicken, discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible right now. No costly equipment, no costly operations. And they're my all-natural methods and techniques. Once you've learned them, they're yours for life, and they go with you everywhere. Stress, toxicity, trauma, anger releases toxins into the body. And you do know they're all leading factors in premature aging. Get the book. It's an e-book and soft copy. It shall be my pleasure to work with you. How do you want to look next month? How do you want to look in a year or 2 years? Aging is inevitable, but to not show it is divine. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Edith Nam. Oh, she is an author extraordinaire. Her mission is to introduce you to winning ways to positively energize your brain and body through her latest book, Change to a Positive Mindset and Extend Your Lifeline. It's a journey of miles of smiles, positive energy, power, pep, hope, health, and happiness. She survived thyroid, breast, colon, and liver cancer. What are you thinking right now? Are you in the habit of embracing toxic negative thinking? Can you adapt, and activate positive energy and power in your life? It's your choice. You're the only one that can do it. You are the captain of your life. What is your self-talk? What is your self-talk? You're listening to Live with Kathy. Did you know that home-based businesses are exploding? I had my own home-based business at age 25. Marvelous way for me to fulfill my dreams, reach my goals, and it offered me infinite opportunities to challenge myself and to believe in me. Most of you don't believe in you. You have inferiority complexes. Now, you do need the formula. You just simply can't say, oh, well, I'm going to do my own show right now. I'm going to be the CEO of my company. You need the formula, and I have it. Imagine sitting at the head of the table. You're the CEO of your very own business. It's a marvelous opportunity to introduce young people power and the magic of money. It's another way for you to surpass yourself. Can you? Or are you so comfortable in your not going anywhere zone, and you can't blame anyone? Remember, you're the captain of your life. We live in mind, and it can only return to us what we think into it. What are you thinking? You aren't what you think you are. You are what you think. Listening to Live with Kathy. Log on KathyWatsonSpeaks.com. Click on all of the buttons and be sure to click on video. Timeless Rhythms of Soul and Shakespeare. Even though Shakespeare was born in 1564, his works portray many of the same themes found in the great soul songs written 400 years later. James Brown in the Bard, Soul Songs in Shakespeare. I had that epiphany when I was in Chicago on one of the leading radio stations, and Roger Plummer was my co-host, and he would screen the calls, and I called him into the boardroom one day, and I said, I had an epiphany. We're going to do Timeless Rhythms of Soul in Shakespeare, and he looked at me, and he said, I think you inhaled. I said, uh-uh. I'm going to give you a week to 10 days. I want you to write the show, Timeless Rhythms, James Brown, and the Bard. Oh, you will love it. Our bags are packed. Rates are individually assessed. So you're listening to Live with Kathy. And it's happy February 1st, 2018. 2018 is the year to live in peace and prosperity, and you're the only one that could make it happen. You know, there always seems to be a very optimistic feeling surrounding the first day of each month, just like the first day of school or the first day on a job. We get to turn the page and begin anew, start fresh. Let go of the old and be refreshed. Did you hear me? Let go of the past. Every first of every month is a new beginning. How did January go? I don't want to talk about resolutions. I don't believe in them. I believe in taking a baby step and writing down one goal and just getting excited about it. The truth is that we can set the intention to do this anytime. We choose. We need not wait for any particular date on the calendar. But I'm using the first of each month to simplify it for you. However, today, which is the 1st of February, is a good day as any to review where you are going in your life. What is your wish? What is, define happiness. I'm going to share with you a true story. This gentleman said to me less than a week ago, I was rushed to the hospital with a potentially life-threatening condition. Have any of you ever experienced that? Lying in the emergency room and realizing I might never go home again certainly helped me focus on what is important in my life. Why do you have to wait for a life-threatening situation or condition? And the gentleman said, at one point, I turned to my wife and told her that I lived. I hope she would always remind me to keep my attention on what my life was about and not all the small stuff that I can come so wrapped up in. The small stuff, why? Let go of the past. Learn from it. My condition resolved positively, and it offered me the realization that none of us are promised an infinite number of days. It's so easy to get lost in living that we forget what real living is about. So I'm challenging all of you right now, this week, right now, take some time to be with yourself in silence and ask yourself, who am I? Why am I here? What makes me happy? What are my talents? What are my gifts? Then listen to your heart and go where it takes you. So today, sit quietly. Go within and listen. And promise yourself that you will live your life with renewed vigor. And remember that the greatest gift you will ever receive is the life you lived. The life you live. Tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. What are your thoughts right now? What are you thinking? You know, you're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio. The show is archived, blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson. Click on February 1st, 2018, and the show is Wishes and Happiness. You're the only one that could create your life. Look, I know what I'm talking about, and I speak my word with vigor, vitality, confidence, and experience. So you're sitting there and saying, well, I want to have a friend, and I could be a friend, and I want to be happy. Well, who's going to create happiness in your life? Surely it is intended that we all live together in peace and prosperity and happiness, and there is a way through which this can be brought about. Let us then think about some of the things we must do to bring about peace on earth and goodwill among men. There is only one race. And yes, while we're all different, we all need to belong to this one human family. We must learn to respect each other, to know the needs of the other person, and to realize that at the base of every man's life, there is a sincere desire to love and be loved. Who do you love? Would you marry you? Who did you hug today and embrace and say, I love you? There is a lot more good in the world than we realize. And it is this good in each other that we wish to bring out. So, who did you hug today? Did you compliment your children? Did you compliment your spouse? Did you look in the mirror and hug yourself and say, I truly love me? No, darlings. Sometimes I know that we all feel that if we could change the world in a minute through some miracle of love, all would be well. Yeah, that's partially true, but the world is made up of people who live in it. And that means you and me. So each of us will have to begin right where we are. Right now. Are you happy? What is your wish for the world? Could we sow the world together with faith? Do you have faith in you? Okay, challenge. Haven't you often met someone just in passing and said to yourself, if I knew this man or woman better, I'm sure that I would admire him or her? Perhaps we are just a little too timid. Perhaps there isn't quite enough give and take in life. How is your life going? On a scale of 1 to 10, and 10 being the highest. How happy are you? You know what? We're really so much alike inside. We do want people to like us, and we want to feel that we enter into their lives in some vital way. Oh, we all have the same needs, the same hopes and longings. Well, and then beyond that, we're all individuals. I want to find out about the authentic you. Email kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. It doesn't matter that we all have different opinions, for we are all individuals. Each is a person in his own right, and unity does not mean uniformity. But unity does mean that we get along as a human family. We are the human race. It's not about the different opinions that we need to be concerned, but how we get along with each other in one world. And respect, truly respecting and not judging. I let go of judgment a long time ago. Who am I to judge? The problem begins right at home in your mind and in mine. How we kindness for others. Are we flexible enough to know that? It's all our choices. And that everyone doesn't have to think alike in order to get along? If we didn't have controversy, if we have different opinions, we would become stagnant. Can you put yourself in the other people's shoes? Can you overlook the irritations of life and reach across all differences of common ground upon which we all stand and the united purpose toward which we all strive? That is peace and prosperity. It seems as though one part of the world is trying to destroy everything, while the other part is trying to sew it together. People who are trying to sew the world together are those of a larger vision and deeper faith. Let's have hope in humanity. Until tomorrow, remember to always be in your best elements and stay beautiful and handsome. Au revoir.